The following podcast is recorded and produced by Emerge, a media creators co-op, in affiliation with the network at bicbp-radio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tank Talk Podcast Super Show!
What's up, dude, and welcome to the Super Show, the third annual Super Show, and happy Super Bowl week, ladies and gentlemen. We finally made it to the end of the season. It is unbelievable how fast NFL time goes, and I'm not going to lie to you, since we started covering NFL football on this podcast now 3 years ago, this seems like to be the quickest season of all time, because I don't know if you guys remember, it just seemed like yesterday we were sitting talking about week one right here out of Emerge Media Credits Co-op, baby. This is Tank Lettieri speaking into a microphone. Come on now.
Hell yeah.
I feel so juiced. I feel so super. I almost forgot my intro.
What? You almost forgot?
Because normally I say, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Tank Talk Podcast. The Tank Lettieri speaking to a microphone here.
Here.
I've emerged mid-credits call, but nonetheless, you guys get it. You guys get it. I'm juiced up. We got a hell of a show on tap. We got multiple guests coming in.
Multiple.
We got almost Andy Reid. Yes. Almost Andy Reid. I don't know if he has boots on the ground. I would hope Coach has boots on the ground in New Orleans.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, he's calling back in. Haven't had him on in about a year or so. Perfect timing to get him on Super Bowl 59 weekend. We're going to pick his brain about the Kansas City Chiefs. We got our trophy celebration of the Emerge Barty, the Emerge Fantasy Football League. I think Duke won it.
Duke?
I'm hoping he comes in. You think for your own trophy celebration of the Trap Nerd Podcast, you come represent the boys.
Yeah, no, that's true, so yeah.
Hopefully Duke will stop by to, you know, get his crown for the Emerge Fantasy Football League. We got Logan, our resident Eagles fan, coming in later into the show. I'm sure he's just nothing but Eagles with this guy. He's absolutely stoked. Huge weekend for him. Big game. But, I mean, we can't just go over the fact that Tony Chimmel opened up this damn thing. Tony Chimmel, the GOAT, the voice of my childhood, Friday Night SmackDown, WWE commentator, man. When did he – I feel like they just kicked him off. He just, like, faded into the sunset. To my left, joined by the one and only, Brother Brent. Brother Brent, what was your reaction when you seen Tony Chimmel open the show?
I was not expecting that, but it got me hype.
Bro, I'm not going to lie. That was the greatest, I almost said cameo. It's a chimio.
Yeah, it's a chimio.
Greatest chimio I've ever got in my life, dude. I was fucking amped up when I seen that coming. I was afraid it wasn't going to come in time.
No, I maybe best intro all time we've had. I'm not going to lie to you. That was stellar.
Yeah, I'm shook right now. I'm just hearing it back. Can we just...
I know. One more time.
Just one more time. Not the full intro. Just Tony Chimmel at the beginning.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tank Talk Podcast Super Show.
He's the GOAT.
Yeah.
He's the GOAT.
Yeah.
He's up there with the Fink. Obviously, Lillian Garcia was another voice of our generation at WWE, but... it's just unbelievable. I can't believe we actually got him to do that. So shout out Tony Chimmel for being a GOAT.
What a guy.
Maybe we get him on. Maybe we get him on at some point. Offseason's right around the corner, Brother Brent.
You know what? Yeah. Him talking football? Gotta be electric.
Gotta be. And speaking of just straight electricity.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, on the ones and twos, we got Aiden. What's up, man?
What's up? Always hype back here, you know. I just can't stay still in my seat.
I don't know. The super got you amped up.
Of course.
I don't know. I can't believe we're already here, man. The rematch of the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. This week should have looked a lot different.
Just
speaking from a, you know, we're Bills homers here.
Should have been those.
Would have had boots on the ground.
Would have been there.
Yeah.
What not
are you
going
to do about it? What are you going to do about it?
But yeah.
Here we are nonetheless. I know everyone's all pissy about the Kansas City Chiefs making it to another. That's just greatness, dog. It is what it is. Like I said, we're going to be picking almost Andy Reid's brain about it. And I know what you guys are thinking as well. I don't want to skip over this.
What are they thinking?
Hating as Donnie's not here.
Yeah. What's that about?
It's his birthday, so he decided to take the day off. I don't know. He must have forgot it was the Super Show. Maybe we'll hear from him later. I don't know. Because I want to get his thoughts on this game, man. We were kind of talking about it last week. Not really, though. We're saying, you know, next week's Super Show, we'll talk about the Super Bowl. Donnie's not here, and neither is Anthony. Maybe we hear from him. We get a message from him at some point. Who knows? But before we get into any of that, make sure you're following us at TankTalk_pod on all of our social media platforms. Go to TankTalkPodcast.com. Stay up to date with everything with the Tank Talk Podcast. There's a lot on the horizon. We're in the lab, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, the off season is right around the corner. Brainstorming different ideas what we want to do with the show, because pretty soon we're not going to be able to talk about no football, but we will be able to talk about some basketball. We'll touch on this real quick before we get into all the Super Bowl previews and our best bets later on today as well for Super Bowl 59. Luka Doncic traded to the Los Angeles Lakers for Anthony Davis and a first round pick. Brother Brent, what was your reaction when you first heard this and seen it? I couldn't believe it.
It's crazy how they traded their franchise guy while he was sleeping. I saw a thing where he got like 20 missed calls from the GM or his agent or someone. And I'm like, damn, could you imagine waking up? Yeah, I just bought a house, franchise guy.
15 mil.
Life's great. Look at your phone. Oh, I'm no longer a Dallas Maverick.
Yeah, Nico Harrison, the GM, said, listen here, you fat son of a bitch. Put the fucking beer down or else you're out of town. You're heading to Los Angeles, pal. You thought you were going to get the Superbacks? Nah.
Which, that's fucked, too. It's crazy, you know what? Man. You ain't getting paid either.
It's like, I was telling Marantulas before the show. I was like, this is like trading Josh Allen, to put it in football terms, because it's mostly an NFL show.
Yeah.
It's like trading Josh Allen for like a Kirk Cousins in a pick.
Huh.
Like, it's a serviceable guy. Like, it's crazy because this says a lot about how good Luka is. Everyone is just talking like Anthony Davis is just some old stooge. He can't do it anymore. No, he's still a superstar in the league.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's going to make an impact for the Dallas Mavericks, but
for
them to trade their face of the franchise, supposed to be a lifer, said he wanted to retire Dallas, seemed like everything was good. Brought them to the finals last year. I know they had a decent team with Kyrie and everything, but he willed their way to the finals. Obviously couldn't get it done. Ran out of gas at the end. But as a Lakers fan, I'm stoked, bro.
Yeah, like, you're wearing the hat and everything.
Because now they're set up after the fact when LeBron does decide to hang it up.
You got a guy.
You got your franchise guy right there.
It's just, I'm still speechless about it. Like, just overnight.
Mm-hmm.
French, like, top five player in the league for this new generation.
I can't wait to see, like, what's to come out on the other side of things, because there's obviously a lot more going on than what we may know about.
Oh, yeah.
But
there always is.
We're going to have to stay tuned for that. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time.
It's that time?
It's that time, Let's y'all. Let's go. So, without further ado, our guest is here. Ladies and gentlemen, making his return to the Tank Talk Podcast. Can't thank him enough for making time for us in one of the biggest weeks of his life. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, Matt Black, a.k.a. Almost Andy Reid.
Let's go, baby. Hey, we got a big game this week, don't we?
Coach, I thought you were down in New Orleans. I just seen you in the media presser last night. What are you doing in front of Arrowhead Stadium?
Well, I got to come up to Town Topic once in a while during the week and get my lucky cheeseburger.
Ah.
I respect you because you literally took the flight down to New Orleans, had to do the whole media business, the whole song and dance. You're like, this is the way we do this. We've been here, done that. We're on track to go for a three-peat here. Hopefully Pat Riley did not hear that because allegedly he's got a trademark. But nonetheless, I'm sure you guys will do something to change that. But no, you got to go get your cheeseburger, man.
Yeah, definitely. And this time it's going to be a triple.
A triple stack. What's the reason behind that?
Hey, you're going for a three-peat. I'm going for a three-patty.
I can respect it, Coach. I can respect it.
Right.
So it's been, like I mentioned, it's been almost a whole year since we had you on the show last. What you been up to since then?
Well, you know, it's been a tough road. Had to lose a little bit of weight. You see me out there walking on the the sidelines. You know, I didn't want Terry Bradshaw coming up for me to hand me the trophy and say, hey, what am I over here, coach? Hey, you're going to retire? No, shut up. Ask me a legit question about the Super Bowl, fatso. Sorry, Terry Bradshaw, he gets to me, guys. I got to tell you.
No, you're all fired up, man. I mean, it's week. You're all fired up. You can't control yourself. I can understand. So, are you heading back down there anytime soon? Like, what's your – as soon as you hang up the phone, are you heading back to New Orleans?
Back down there. There's a beignet with my name on it, baby.
I love to see that. Love to see that. So, let's get right into it. So, obviously, the Chiefs have the opportunity to three-peat, which no NFL team has ever done in history. We've had the Steelers dynasty. We had the Cowboys dynasty, the Niners. And we're just coming off the New England Patriots dynasty. None of those teams have done what the Kansas City Chiefs could do this weekend.
That's right.
When we talk about the three-peat, what does that mean to you?
Well, you know, I can only say what happened exactly after the Super Bowl last year. You heard Pat on the field saying, we're coming back for three next year. Sorry, don't tell them to do that. But I mean, they've been serious about it. We've been serious about this the entire time. And, you know, we've got an important job to do here. We've only got 20 players that returned from last year's team. We only have 12 on the roster from the 2020 Super Bowl that we won. And so we've had to do it with a lot of rotating pieces. You know, back in the day, they didn't have free agency like we do here nowadays. So it's been tough. But when you've got a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, you've got a tight end like Travis Kelce, you got another tight end like Taylor Swift, and you've got you've got Chris Jones there, baby. Hey, we are ready to rock and roll this out and maybe do something nobody else has ever done.
It's great. So, like, everything that you just said, like, I'm just baffled because obviously the Kansas City Chiefs had the best record in the league this season. But the whole time, everyone's just like, this team stinks. Somehow they find a way to another Super Bowl. So, like, what do you think, like, how did you manage to be so good when everyone's saying you stink?
Well, you know, the key to the game is getting the ball last when you've got Patrick Mahomes. And as you know, we've won 17 in a row, one score games. I think Tom Brady was done at 15 or maybe even less than that. I don't know. But, you know, if Pat gets a ball at the end of the game, we don't have to show everybody what we're all about until we get into the playoffs. And then all of a sudden, you're going to see some plays that you've not seen during the entire season. Maybe some plays that go back 3 or 4 years ago that we designed up. And that's just the way we are, man. We've got a playbook that's as deep as my menu stack on my desk.
Speaking of which, talking about your playbook a little bit, one of the guys you guys drafted this past season, Xavier Worthy, making an immediate impact, making some dynamic plays for you. With that being said, Brother Bren's got a question for you, Coach.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah, so never mind the jersey that I'm wearing. I am a Bills fan.
Just ignore that.
Just don't look at it. So as a Bills fan, I'm sitting at draft night. We trade with you guys for Xavier Worthy, and I'm like, oh, man. That's probably the worst way we've ever done. So I woke up the next day. I'm like, you know what? I made a bet for you guys to win the Super Bowl. Should I hold on to that or should I cash out?
Yeah, I think that you should definitely hold on to that, baby.
Okay. Yes, we're confident.
Not just one. We got a few more up our sleeve. That's for sure.
A few more.
Okay. Let's keep the ball rolling.
I don't know about the jersey, Brother Brent. I will say maybe that's an Andy Reid Eagles jersey. I don't know. Maybe he's just paying homage.
It is Vic. So
yeah, well, I've got my own lyrics for the Fly Eagles Fly sign, you know. Fly Eagles Fly, except for when you play Casey. Hey, hey, hey.
that's a new one. I like that.
There you go, baby.
That's unreal. So like I'm thinking, like you were saying, it doesn't matter what happens in the game, just as long as Patrick Mahomes got the ball last. I don't think anyone's been able to beat you. I think you're like 13-0 or something within one score games this season. Like, what does that say about this team, the resiliency, man, to get them this far? How come no one could beat you when it matters the most within a touchdown? Well,
You know, I've been talking a lot about Patrick Mahomes, but what the real kicker is this defense. I mean, when you've got a defense like we've been putting out there on the field with Spags at the end of game, these guys just step up. I mean, even after the controversial call, Josh Allen had a few more chances to get down the field, and he couldn't on this defense. So even though we've been juggling around wide receivers and a couple of them have been juggling the balls over the last few years, we still find a way because we've really brought our defense up to a top tier defense. And I know Philly's got a good one, but you know, I think you're going to see that be the story of this game, especially with Omenihu back strong, because you're going to see some things that you haven't seen all year long, because we're going to be able to rush the passer and contain the outside edge.
Speaking of Spags, man, like, excuse my French, coach. I don't mean to do this to you, but it makes me think every single season, how the fuck isn't he getting head coach interviews, man? How are you guys able to keep getting away with this, keeping Spags on your team?
We just keep sweetening the deal to him every single year. My gosh. You know, I think his legacy, he might end up being the first coordinator into the Hall of Fame. That guy is spectacular, what he's done. I mean, we've gone from a bottom of the league defense to when he came here to now the last couple of seasons, we've been in the top 10, you know, defenses out there. And I'm telling you, he's just something special. And I hope we can keep him around for a few more years you know, and really cement our legacy here in Kansas City.
So obviously there could be a lot of pressure, like we were saying. This is something that no NFL team has ever done before. How do you mentally get yourself prepped for that big moment to potentially three-peat, and how do you get the team ready?
Well, you know, you're always ready. That's the thing, is we've always got to be prepared. This season is now 24/7 every day of the year season. We really don't get a day off. Of course, our bye week was in week 6, so we had to figure out how to make that work. And sorry to the Cincinnati Bengals. We had to rest our players that last game because, that 23 days off got us healthy. And so it's all about the mindset that you instill in the players at the beginning of each and every season. And that is, hey, we want to go to the Super Bowl and we want to win it. And we don't take our eye off of that at all. We don't worry about regular season prizes like MVPs and things like that, because, you know, to be honest with you, those are prizes for losers. And we want to get Super Bowl MVPs. We don't have to worry about those type of little things, even though they're pretty cool to have. But, you know, the last time an MVP out of the last 20 years went and won a Super Bowl, that was Patrick Mahomes. The last time a Coach of the Year went and won a Super Bowl, that was way back in the day, before 20 years ago. So winning those awards doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be great. And we want to be great in Kansas City. And we win the Super Bowl, we got a pretty good leg up on some other folks that have never had a chance or never done it before.
Absolutely. And there's been a lot of chatter, Coach. We might have to check the Kansas City Chiefs bank statements here, because there's a lot of people talking about, I'm open the floor up to you. What do you have to say to those people crediting the refs for Kansas City Chiefs success?
I'll tell you, it has been tough. We have to stay creative. I mean, it's a good thing they like barbecue because, you know, every ref gets a presidential platter from Gates before the game. And then, of course, man, any of them that have grandkids, we had to figure out how to get them tickets to the Harris concert and all that kinds of junk. I mean, hey, but, you know, it is what it is. Hey, it's all about winning, right?
Sorry, buddy. You got to do what you got to do to get
it. Or is it all about whining, because everybody's been a big freaking whiner throughout the entire league just because we're great?
Hey, you're just laughing in their face, Coach. You're laughing in their face. You right. Guys were right. There are those refs are eating good because of us, Kansas City Chiefs barbecue.
He said work smarter, that's not right. Harder.
That's yeah. Right, man. I'll tell you what. So let them have their fun. Let them have their focus. But nobody's going to steal our joy, that's for sure. And we're a team that still plays like kids. Travis Kelce said he's not retiring. I'm not retiring. And, of course, you know, as long as we can keep Pat healthy, we can keep bringing in players and key players. And, you know, there's a couple of special ones on this team this year that I'd like to see get a ring. been in this league a while, been pretty special, and all of a sudden they might have an opportunity to get one. I'll be pretty doggone proud of them.
And speaking of Patrick Mahomes, so if you guys win this Sunday, be honest, Coach, is Patrick Mahomes the GOAT?
So, I mean, you can make the argument for that, but you'll never convince anybody on the East Coast. You'll never convince anybody that's a New England Patriots fan, anybody that might be a San Francisco 49ers fan. You know, they're always going to have their homer. And, of course, I love Joe Montana, and I got a son named Brady, so you can figure out where that name came from. Tom's a pretty doggone special guy himself. And, you know, he and Patrick, and you look at people like Terry Bradshaw, you look at Joe Montana, the folks that have won all the Super Bowls, multiple Super Bowls, they're about team. They're not about me. You watch some of these modern day quarterbacks, and we're about to play one, they focus more on me. Somebody says that there's a straitjacket on him, that's somebody who's playing for me, not playing for we. Saquon Barkley, he's playing for we. He's a team player. And so on Kansas City, that's what we do, is we bring those types of players in, and baby, they just produce. They don't have to be the best. They just have to be a team player.
So are you trying to work something out with Saquon Barkley after this? Is that what I'm getting out of it?
Well, who knows? He might get very thirsty for a ring. Some of these players have found out and figured out that, hey, you come to Kansas City, and if we can rework Patrick Mahomes' contract every year, then you got a chance, good chance.
Hold on. So way to pivot me around from your answer there, Coach. Way to work through the weaves there, because I don't think you answered my question. So Patrick Mahomes, every single season he started, it's been in the AFC Championship game. His worst season is losing in the AFC Championship game. If he wins his three-peat, is he the GOAT or not, Coach?
I'm still going to default to, I want us to stay humble. And so, I don't think you're going to hear Pat declare that he's the GOAT. If people want to call him the GOAT, then that's the thing, man. If I pass Bill Belichick and people want to start thinking GOAT about me, that's fine. I like GOAT kebab, that's for sure. But for right now, Tom Brady's the GOAT. And, I still think that even if we win this year, we might have to win another Super Bowl or two before that conversation is really solidified.
And then another one, and then another one.
That's right.
Another one.
As I like to say, it's a Chiefs world. We just live in it, Coach.
Right now, but that's going to change. That's the way it goes.
It's the way it goes. So I got a couple more things before I let you go, and I can't thank you enough for your time, almost Andy Reid. So,
betcha.
Just be honest with us, because I know you're close to Travis, and you're starting to get to know Taylor a little bit. When the confetti falls, if it does, at the very end, is Travis going to meet Taylor in the middle of the field on the 50-yard line? All the confetti flying down, championship hat and everything. Is he going to bend down on one knee and propose to Taylor Swift?
Yeah. I think that Travis is more than a bend down on one knee type of proposal guy. So I think he's got something big planned. And I don't think he thinks that far in ahead, to be honest with you. He's a live in the moment type of guy. And so if Vince isn't inspired to do it and they've talked about it and think it's going to be a good idea and a good fit for them, then he'll do it. If not, then we'll see that come down the line. But I got to say, I have seen them together, and they've got the type of chemistry that could inspire some future songs and get Taylor Swift back to winning the album of the year.
if Drake keeps hating on Kendrick Lamar, I don't know if he's gonna get one anytime soon there, Coach.
Yeah, I don't know if he's gonna get one anytime soon. So is he gonna call him out at the halftime show? That'll be fun.
Oh, that'll be something. That'll be something.
I'd love it to see him there.
Oh boy.
That'd be fun.
What I need you to do on the podium after the fact, I need you to go, they not like us.
That's right, baby. Yeah. Let's see. Maybe they make up at the Super Bowl. And in the midst of that, then Taylor Swift comes out and Travis comes running out of the tunnel And that's when the proposal happens, because it's going to be something big.
So it's happening. There you go. Hey,
I knew I would get it out of him. I knew I would get it out of him. We got there.
Wait a minute.
The world was waiting for that answer, Coach.
Wait a minute. All right. I'm a little low energy here right now. Maybe I just spilled the beans. I got to be careful here. Somebody bring me a cheeseburger. I need some nuggies right now, okay? My brain's going a little crazy.
All right, we won't hold you up too much longer. We'll let you get to those nuggies and those burgers down there in the bayou, Coach. I know you got a flight to catch to get back down there. Anything else before you get out of here? Like, so last year we had you on. We were talking about Marianne Doan. Haven't seen her since. What happened? Yeah. Do you know anything about this?
I don't know what you're talking about. I think of the here and now. And so I'm focused on what's in front of me and what's on a plate. And, and then I focus on what the red pen. I mean, this is a magic red pen right here. You never see me without it on the sidelines. I'll never throw that up in the stands. You know, somebody better be careful with my red pen. It's like a red stapler. They mess with that, and they're going to get the red Hulk, the big red Hulk here. That's right.
Yeah, we don't want nothing to do with that. We don't want nothing to do with that. You already took the heart. You already ripped the hearts out of all Bill's Mafia here in Buffalo. So we don't need you to bust that pen back out again here, Coach.
Man. Sorry, Bill's Mafia. You guys have had some tough years, but boy, you've had some great seasons. I mean, and you've won a lot of fun awards during the regular season. So, hey, that's something to be very excited about. No doubt about it. Who's going to be the MVP? Let me toss it to you. Is it going to be Josh, or is it going to be Kendrick Lamar?
If Kendrick Lamar ends up winning this, I think that's going to be the craziest upset of all time. I think Josh gets it, man. But if Lamar Jackson ends up getting it, I completely understand. I wouldn't be mad at it.
Yeah. You know, two great quarterbacks that can't win in the postseason for some reason. I don't know why.
Huh. I mean, we might be looking at him right now. I'd be looking at the wall right now. They just keep running into it. It can't get over the top. So
we just need
all right, Coach. Can't thank you enough for your time.
NFL therapy session, and we'll put it all to rest.
All right, that's where we got to end it, Coach. Hey, good luck to you. Can't thank you enough for joining, ladies and gentlemen. Almost Andy Reid. Thanks for coming on, Coach. Good luck this Sunday,
baby. How about those Chiefs?
Right before you leave, 3, 2, 1. And the home of the
Chiefs, baby. Home of the refs.
Alrighty. Ladies and gentlemen, that was almost Andy Reid. Absolutely electric, man. He's the absolute best. And it's unfortunate he keeps breaking our hearts season after season, man.
Every year.
Brother Brent, so after we just had that conversation with them, what's your takeaway? I think they're locked in, bro.
I think they're always ready. Like, no matter what the situation is, it's just never too big for them.
And I just want to apologize in advance, because our Uncle Dave was pissed at us last year when we had him on. He called me the next day. He said, "Jacob, you had me fucking fool, man. I thought you were actually turning something. I thought you're turning the show into something, man. I thought that was Andy Reid on the show."
Almost.
That's the catch.
Yeah.
That's the catch.
Funny enough, I saw him today.
Did you really?
Yeah. Stop by a liquor store, grab something, you know. I said, "Yeah, man, what are you going to do?" He was wearing red today. I'm like, that's a sign.
Yeah. Sign of things are coming. They're locked in, man. I can't thank him enough for joining every single time, man. Hopefully maybe we get him on during the offseason when he's free. But
yeah.
Speaking of being free, this league is free now because RIP, the Tank Talk podcast. We actually stunk in the Emerge Fantasy League this year.
Yeah.
I mean, we were talking to a winner. Now it's just us losers here.
Big losers, huh?
So without further ado, it's time for our annual celebration of the Emerge Party. Here it is right here in the flesh, ladies and gentlemen.
One day.
For those audio listeners, every single super show, we have our Emerge League trophy celebration.
The Emerge Barty, if you will.
Emerge Barty, if you will. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the 2024-25 Emerge Barty champion, Josh Duke Clark and the Trap Nerd Podcast.
So, where is he? Is he going to come through the ceiling like Troy?
I don't know if he's got that pop. Duke, are you here? What the hell's going on? Let me try it again. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the Emerge Fantasy League, Josh Duke Clark of the Trap Nerd Podcast.
Yeah, Duke. Duke?
I don't think he's here, bro.
I don't think so either. What a shame. So that means we keep it?
I think so.
No one's in the house?
I don't think anybody's here.
I don't agree with that.
Whoa.
Where the hell did this guy come from? Is that who I think it is?
I'm coming in because, okay, like, the way I look at this, if the winner of the contest is unable to fulfill the duties, then it must be, they must be disqualified.
Oh.
Like Miss America, like the Miss America pageant.
If you're not here,
so
can't win.
You, and I think the most important thing is to show up for the ceremony.
Eh?
Right?
I mean.
So
You make the call. You're the boss.
I'm
the commissioner.
You're the commissioner. I don't know. I think it really don't feel that you come down the commissioner in terms of who gets the trophy. Like the owner of the building can't say nothing. But
that's true.
I don't want to put any pressure on the commissioner. I mean, the rent may go up, but you know.
Okay. You know, that
since Trap Nerd Podcast, I heard is a.
All I want to say, if it's coming my way, I'm just going to say the trophy is coming home.
Why isn't it coming our way?
Coming home.
Well, you can finish what you're saying. Yeah. I interrupt you. Yeah.
So, unfortunately, I think this is RIP the Trap Nerd Podcast. I haven't heard from
you. Hey, know, good run.
They had a good run.
Hell of a run. Shout out Trap Nerd Podcast. But now it's time to move on, ladies and gentlemen. So, without further ado, your 2025 Emerge Barty Champion.
Champion.
Rich Maranto of the Next of Kin Podcast. How about it? I'm going to pass this over to you. And for those of you, like I said, are just new to this celebration, the new winner removes the logo and the sticker off the trophy. So shout out to the Billsaholic Podcast, last year's champion. Nice knowing you.
See you guys back in the studio soon.
Yes, shout out.
Ironically, first year was my son's podcast.
Yep. Shout out.
What was it? Zach Squared. They won. And the pod went away. And then year two.
Who won year two?
Wins. Pod goes away. So I don't know. Maybe this is like, it's like the Campbell soup or the cover of.
Maybe that's why we haven't won.
Maybe that's why.
You don't
want
to win.
I don't want my, you know, like I don't want the premier flagship pod to go under. So I'm willing to take one for the team because my pod's not that important. I don't have any followers. So, but the trophy has come home because now, first year, won by Maranto. Year three, won by Maranto. I think it's got to have family legacy.
Is it every other?
Every other.
Well, now that I think of it, you brought up that curse, right? Yep. Yeah. That I guess we're acknowledging right now.
Yep.
This year jumped the season early because the actual winner, they don't got a pod. So,
yeah.
They say they're coming back, just trying to figure things out.
Okay.
They had to leave for some – I mean, everybody who's left is left for scheduling reasons. And, you know, there's things that come up, and it's just life. And I do want to be serious in the sense, like, I appreciate everybody that's been a podcaster in the building. So I'm not throwing shade at anybody that had to walk away. I don't take it personally.
Oh, you're good. And, we know Duke. Yeah. Duke's a good dude, and I
really want Duke back because I really enjoy him and Harry. And Joe, I'm hoping they come back soon because it's a good pod. I enjoy producing it. So you got a sticker for me?
Somehow this landed on my desk.
So
without further ado, do the honor.
Thank you.
Of throwing the he doesn't even got the podcast. He's got the whole building, the Emerge logo.
Got the Emerge logo.
You were next to Ken.
I was next to Ken.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I probably should update the sticker and make it next of Ken, but
dun, 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 dun. I feel like we need confetti ourselves.
Yeah, we should get a little
speech. I want to thank everybody, except for my kids being born. This is the greatest thing ever happened to me. Yo, Maria, I did it.
Completely original moment there. Did not steal that from any other.
No,
sporting. Great sporting moments.
Hell yeah, man! How's it feel?
You know, I was a dog shit keen the first couple of years, so
okay.
I'm pretty proud. And I have had a strategy. I'm not going to tell anybody what it was, but it's really just kind of the copycat strategy. That's really all it
okay,
was.
Okay, so you told.
I just kind of sat there and watched what other people did and said, seemed like a good idea. I'll copy that.
Yeah, it's like you copy all the answers, but you change.
But sometimes you look at the answer and you say, okay, everybody's saying the answer is like number one. I chose number two. Actually, I got through the first three rounds. I'd say, okay, you guys were picking. I'm like, oh, they're picking a wide receiver. I'll pick a wide receiver. And I'd be like, but I'm not going to pick the best wide receiver that's on the list of the projected one. I'm going to pick the second one. And that was my theory after like round four.
Okay. I mean, you just said you weren't going to tell us. You just ended up telling
us. I told us.
How about that?
This proves that anybody can do well in fantasy football.
Anything is possible.
These Jedi mind tricks are on another level tonight because I got almost Andy Reid to admit that Travis Kelce is going to propose to Taylor after the game. And I just got you to spill the beans. So now we know what your game plan is going in the next season.
See, now people are going to copy that. We'll see.
It is copycat league.
So real quick, while we got you here, it's obviously super.
Yeah.
Super
show.
That was good.
That was great.
Yeah.
No, that was a good time.
We got to get your thoughts on the Super Bowl. Just real quick. Who you got winning?
Kendrick. Kendrick's winning. Kendrick's the real winner this Sunday, baby. Drip, drip, drip.
Nope. Okay. Close.
You know what I mean?
Oh, who you got? You're not picking one? You're just don't tell me you're one of those boycotting.
I'm a little boycotty. My wife wanted to have a puppy bowl party. That's what she wanted to have. I don't want to have a party. I just kind of want to sit there and be upset. Yeah. Chiefs will just win it. Like I've said all year, the Chiefs just there's pressure on every team. I just don't think there's any real pressure on them because they've been there so much. This is old hat for them, regardless of the changes, the environment. They just know what to do. There's no pressure on them. All the pressure's on the Eagles because they lost last time and could have won that game. And it's just and I like Saquon. So if he ends up he has to prove to everybody that he should have been the MVP in that game. If he does that and they just run all over and that will control the clock and they'll make it difficult for Mahomes to get a lot of action on the field. That to me is the only way Eagles win. They have to just run the ball. And basically Patrick just gets to watch the game from the sideline a lot. And he barely gets on a field.
He's got the formula.
That's the only way I think you beat Patrick Mahomes. You keep him off the field.
Yeah. I definitely see it. So then real quick too, while you're here, you're talking about the Next of Kin podcast. Now you're transitioning to a different pod.
Yeah.
What do you got going on?
Christian and I still do Next of Kin. We just kind of changed the format. In many ways, like Next of Kin for us is just kind of a fun activity. We don't really try to grow. We almost use it as almost like beta testing new techniques and ideas for stuff. I'm lucky enough to contribute a lot on the 716 Legion pod, which does very well. I get to sit on there and watch like DC, animated movies with them. And I have a good time with those guys. But then I just wanted to, because this is my building and I wanted to kind of have my own thing finally. So I'm starting a podcast and you're going to be my first guest. And the pod's going to be called Why We Pod. And it's just going to really be me interviewing other podcasters and talking about why we spend all this time doing this. Why would we get together every Tuesday and spend 2 hours and spend money on a cameo to get, why would we do this? What's the motivation? And I'm really interested. I think there's a lot of commonality and kind of a, because we have a lot of different podcasts in this building.
The versatility from each podcast is actually insane here.
Yeah. I mean, we're not just a bunch of sports podcasts that, nothing wrong with that, but like we have fandom podcasts and we have a Bitcoin guys and we have theater and film and community organizations. And it's a really cool, but I think everybody has a different motivation and I'm really interested to see what works for you and why you kind of like doing this and again some of the fun stuff like what's your favorite memories and stuff. So I'm looking forward to demoing this idea with you on Saturday. We're going to tape the first episode and then I want to experiment in how the content gets dropped. I don't want it to be like it has to drop on Mondays. I want to almost produce like a month worth of episodes and then kind of drop them in an organized way and so I can build some short content and I don't know. I'm looking forward to having some fun.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I don't want to give out too many of the answers because I'm going to address everything that you were talking about on this upcoming episode. I'm looking forward to it, man, because obviously without any of this, the show probably wouldn't be possible because I would probably still be talking to a wall. You know what I mean? Like I was doing during COVID.
I appreciate you guys. Like I couldn't think of anybody else to be the first guest because you're really you were the first pod that gave Emerge, Randall Media, whatever, the chance to do this. Like you were the first ones. I reached out to you and like, hey, and then we had a conversation. You came in and saw where we're at the old place, the old barn there. And then you're like, yeah, I'm all in. And we've had other people that jumped in. Duke too. Duke and those guys, they were the third real pod that joined us. And then, so I'm super appreciative to everybody. But no, I felt like you this has grown so far. We joke all the time about how bad we looked in those first couple, our concepts of what we were trying to accomplish, like what we thought were good ideas. Like we've all learned so much. And I think that's kind of like the growth of any content. If people don't stick with it, I think that's, they get like the rule. What's the number? Like people don't pass 7 episodes because they think they're going to be famous after 6 episodes of like, you have to put in you got to put in the work. Like,
yeah,
you know,
and it's crazy too, because like you were just saying, a lot of people don't realize how much you got to put into it. And they think it's just, you turn these cameras on, you get a topic list and you're ready to go. But no, it's more than that. It's building the show. It's about your branding. It's about your personality, and it's a long list of things you got to do in order for it to be successful. And the most important thing is to be consistent with it. And I'll speak more about it this upcoming Saturday.
No, I'm looking forward to like breaking that, like listen to what people have to say.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, look at Andy Reid. Like, you know, if you would have looked at him before he went to the Chiefs, what's his legacy?
He was done. He couldn't get over the hump.
Yeah. He couldn't get over the hump. And all of a sudden he's probably going to be considered. I mean, if he continues, I think he'll be considered one of the greatest coaches of all time, possibly the greatest. If he does what I think he's been able to do, it's, I mean, he could be considered that. And I wouldn't, and that's not a guy I would debate because I feel like he's done it the right way. Like, but again, like he put in the work, like you have to put in the work. There are people that just get lucky. Like they go to their first audition or whatever, and they're just whatever. They become a movie star. The guy's first album goes whatever for whatever reason. But that's even that guy or that gal. Like they had to put in a bunch. I mean, or they're a flash in a pan. Like, or you just like Hawk Two Girl. Like she just had me walking down the street, gets an interview, and all of a sudden she's got a podcast. But like, is she gonna be around in a couple of years? No,
she's gone right now.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like because of things. So I mean, I think like you think that's a but. That's not a measure of success to me. Like just because you got clicks, I want to have following. I want people to like what we have to say. And I just appreciate it. No, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, especially now that nobody will have anything to watch because football's over.
Yeah. So, they'll watch us. And another thing, like I know we go off the rails and everything, but something serious too. It's like you created a space where I look forward to coming every week because I know I could talk about things that I love with the people I love too. And everyone, it's a plus that everyone else gets to watch too.
Yeah.
That's great too. But it's just a space where, you know, I could just put reality to the side for a second and just hang out with the guys, talk some football and have a good time.
And that's my thing. Like, I think there's the commonality that we're going to talk about why we all like to do this stuff is because of the camaraderie of the people we work with, not just on our own pods. Like, I mean, the guys that I've gotten to know that are on different pods and the friendships that are being grown, like through the collaboration in different pods, like the girls definitely want to come on the pod in the off season. They said,
yeah, I know.
AB conversation wants to come on when they don't have any pressure to talk about football. They want to come and be guests and like do a drinking game or something with you guys. Like they definitely they love your pod. Like they don't watch it every single week because they're not football people, but they really enjoy your content. And you've been a guest on their show. And I think that's the cool thing for me is this, the collaboration of everybody and like people have a fun place to go. So I'm looking to look at the camera, like come. I looked at myself. Come and do a podcast. And it's not just podcasting. It's all kinds of content. Come and have some fun. You don't have to do it every week. You don't have to go on for 2 hours. Just come.
You don't even have to be. We've grown this far. You don't even got to be in Niagara Falls to do it now.
No, like we have all kinds of ways to do it. So like if you're looking to do, I mean, and I do all the work for it. I mean, what I love about this one, this has evolved to the point that I can go home and just listen, watch, you know, a little bit of TV, but I got my headphones in and I'm listening to you guys from the couch at home, and I'm 90 seconds around the corner. So, but I mean, I've only had to run back once or twice to fix what the young man's doing over there. But I mean, it's cool. Like, it's cool that he can handle it. I just tweak an audio maybe once in a while for him. But no, it's cool that, I mean, so yeah, this is a collaborative opportunity for anyone who's just trying to have some fun. And we're not paying, nobody's paying big bucks over here. I'm a retired guy. I got a pension. So, you know, I just want to keep
it open. Well, now you also got an Emerge Barney. How about it?
And now, yeah.
So let's go.
What I want to do, I have to do is I'm going to recreate the photos that Zach used.
Oh, the Kobe pictures?
The Kobe pictures and stuff like that. So,
all right, yeah, we got.
I'm not going to drop the mic, though, like Kobe did.
No, I'll do that.
You can't do that.
Nonetheless, I appreciate you guys an awful lot. I don't want to interrupt any more of the super show, but I'm out. Because you got someone else coming in, right?
We're doing it. He just walked in
the building. Then I got to get out of the chair.
You're good. Hey, you're good. The Emerge Party champion, Rich Moranto.
I just want to thank everybody except Roger Goodell. I don't like Roger.
Okay.
All right. Yep. Well, that's a good way to walk out there. Congratulations. All right. Now it's time. He's been texting me while almost Andy Reid was on.
He knew he was on?
This guy's a complete mark, he said.
What?
And I'm glad. Listen, the way we scheduled this show out, I think it was perfect because I think there would have been some beef.
Oh, yeah.
There would have been some beef, a little exchange.
Knowing him? Yeah.
Yeah. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, friend of the show, our resident Eagles fan, Logan! There he is. What does he...
Oh, yeah.
He got his lunch pile. He's ready to work.
Wait, what you got?
What you got?
He said zero words. I'm nervous. Oh, he's straight business. Oh, no.
He tried to warn us. I will say, you tried to warn us.
Maybe hold off on having a bunch of stooges on the show like Andy Reid, huh?
He's a cool guy.
Thanks for everything you did in Philly, buddy. Nobody cares. Sorry. Nobody in Philly gives a shit about you anymore. We're all business here now.
Business.
Piss poor take saying Jalen Hurts isn't a team player. He should be embarrassed of himself.
Yeah, he did say that.
And I like his little jingle, too. Oh, yeah, that was cute.
How'd it go again?
I don't even care. I don't even care to remember. Doesn't matter. On to the next topic. Super Bowl champions by two scores. Philadelphia Eagles.
And that's the thing, because we were talking, like, they don't lose when it's within one score. You got to get ahead of them early. And you're thinking that's what the Eagles do
and
right
we will.
Out the gate?
They haven't played a defense like Philly. Ooh. Ever.
Ever?
Ever. Patrick Mahomes has never seen a defense like this before. Huh. Number one defense in the league for a reason. Best corners in the league. Best defensive lineman in the league.
Ooh.
Ever heard of Zach Bond? First team all pro. We got Oren Burks out there running. Goat.
Ooh.
Doesn't matter.
He has been flying around during these games. I'm not going to lie.
So let me just drop some of the stats here for you. You tell me. This does not concern you. So Patrick Mahomes' win-loss record against the number one pass defense, I should say. 3-0.
Oh.
Don't bother.
Oh.
Okay.
So when he faces a team with leading first rank points per game. Okay? Defense,
yep.
Okay?
Yeah.
He gets about like 37 points a game. He never ranks among first.
What the
fuck? Obviously, I just said he's 3-0. His completion percentage, 70.8. Ranks first.
That's pretty good.
Passing touchdowns a game, 2.7, that's first. Passer rating, 108.5, that's first. And this is all amongst quarterbacks with 2+ playoff starts versus number one pass defense since 1950. Doesn't bother you.
Not even a slight, tiny bit does it bother me. What was his passer rating, 108?
108, yep.
That's how many yards he's getting this game. 108, if he's lucky. Jalen Carter's going to be down his throat all game.
Is he going to poke him in the eye like he did the offensive line last week?
Yeah, he is. He might actually finally intercept a spike ball, too, like he's been trying to do.
I've been waiting for that to happen.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a smoke show. Saquon Barkley, 200 yards.
Oh, you're calling it right here. Okay.
Now, no offense to the Bills fans. If James Cook can get 5-6 yards a carry against this Chiefs defense, Saquon Barkley's getting 20 per carry.
I think the defense allows like 4.2 or something to carry out.
Okay.
That's changing. Oh, yeah. Changing this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Big time. They haven't seen an offensive line like Philly. Philly, in a positional standpoint, all across the board better than Kansas City. Mm. Now, Mahomes pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
Pretty good. I don't know. He's pretty good.
He's okay.
Said otherwise, I would have called you a liar.
Yeah. They might have us beat by a slight advantage in the quarterback, but everything else, we rule them in. I don't think it's close.
So I don't know if you guys knew this. I came across this the other day too. So total Super Bowl wins. This is for AFC and NFC. 29 apiece. So this is going to break the tiebreaker, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
you want to know something else?
What's that? You tell me.
All time?
Yeah.
Regular season and playoffs?
Yeah.
The Eagles are 666 wins, 665 losses. Couple ties, too. But that's...
Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? We ain't going 50-50 on it. Go ahead and give me 667.
Okay.
Yeah. Two-thirds of the game right there. We're winning if you go to 1,000. Something like that.
I think Andy Reid just texted you. He found your number. Can you read it for us? What did it say?
No, I ain't reading it. Nick Sirianni telling me everything I'm saying is right. That's what that is.
Oh, I forgot to ask him what was his current relationship with Nick Sirianni. When was the last time he talked to him?
I heard Sirianni punched him in the mouth the time he saw him.
Last time?
Yeah. Smooth in the mouth.
And that was
That's why he didn't say anything on the show. He was too scared.
Okay.
And funny, he jumped right off right before I got here. Interesting. He knew it was coming.
We did that on purpose because we knew it was going to
We knew it was going to go.
It would have got ugly.
Yeah. So you guys should thank us for
you
that.
You could have had the Andy Reid on there. It would have got ugly quick.
Wait, that wasn't Andy Reid?
You tell me.
Almost.
All right.
What have you been up to, bro? We haven't had you on in a while. You just been soaking in these dubs?
Yeah, man. One after another. Best team in the NFL. And I'm pretty sure I said they were going to be the best team in the NFL week one. And here we are. Now, my dad did make a good point. I may or may not have said Baker Mayfield was going to be MVP week one.
Yeah, it's actually marked down. It's on the record. Yeah.
Yeah. But you and that big stooge fat Mark that you were talking to.
Jeez.
Wow.
Said that it was either going to be Lamar or Josh Allen. That's interesting. Ever heard of a guy that had 2,000 rushing yards this year?
There's a couple. Oh, this
year. Yeah, let me ask you. 30 yards to most rushing yards in a whole season, including playoffs.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. 30.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah. Done. Already. Go ahead. Yeah. Easy.
No, I agree. 30 yards is pretty easy for Saquon Barkley.
One run. First run of the game.
It very well could be.
That's what happened last week.
It very well could be. So I want to get into this part of the show a little bit. I know I didn't give you a We're just flowing with this.
Okay? Yeah,
we're just flowing with it. I know we're gonna get the best knowledge out of you.
Oh yeah,
when it comes to the Super Bowl,
unbiased.
You brought stats. Sure? This week?
I got no stats. Gosh. I'm just spewing nonsense.
Oh well.
So everything you said, just
you know. Well, most of that was true.
Okay. Interesting. So glad we're able to catch up there a little bit about what your thoughts going into the Super Bowl is with the Eagles and everything. I want to talk a little bit what's going on outside of the Super Bowl, though, because there's some big news going on.
Yep.
Myles Garrett requests a trade.
Huge.
Cleveland Browns. Earlier this season, he was like, yeah, don't really want to sit around and wait for this team to build. I don't want to be part of a rebuild team here. And just like, you know what? Fuck it. I already see what's coming here. You guys were just buried a grave for this whole franchise for the next probably 10 years or so. He said, get me out of town. What's your initial reaction when you see Myles Garrett request a trade? Is he going to get traded?
More than likely, yep. My sources are telling me Howie Roseman already made a couple calls. No surprise there. And there are going to be a lot of people bitching when that move happens that they don't have a Howie Roseman on their team.
I mean, that'll probably end up, you know, having us make another video of, like, how the fuck did Howie Roseman get away with this one?
Yep. Yeah. You know what? Just like the Browns, you think it'd be like a Luka trade?
I mean, what are we giving up?
Couldn't tell you, but
I'll give him two firsts all day for Myles Garrett.
So a birdie told me that a specific franchise reached out to him that's close with us here. They offered them a first in 2 seconds. They said, nah, we want two first. Do you think that's going to change now that teams know that they sort of have the leverage point of, okay, this guy doesn't even want to fucking be here. Let us take him off your hands for you.
It could happen soon. I mean, two firsts, I think there's a lot of teams that are willing to pay that price for a guy like Myles Garrett.
Yeah, 100%. So, obviously, he requests a trade. So, in terms of the money stats, because a lot of people say, well, specific teams ain't going to be able to pay him. So, this is what it's going to look like when they take in Myles Garrett. So, the new team acquires this season $19.8 million non-guaranteed of his contract.
Okay.
The following season, 2026, it'll be $25 million non-guaranteed. But then this ends up just Myles Garrett alone. We're not even talking about Deshaun Watson money here that they're going to be in dead cap. Just from Myles Garrett alone, over $36 million in dead cap. Just Myles Garrett.
The new team takes that on? The one that trades for him?
No, that's Browns dead cap.
Boom. Oh.
Just Myles Garrett alone on top of whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be done for a little bit.
Between him and Deshaun,
no, you can't. There's no restructuring.
So
they're absolutely fucked. So
yeah,
I don't know. I feel like if I'm a team that needs like the difference maker, he's an absolute superstar, one of the best defensive ends in the league. Take whatever, bro.
Yeah,
take whatever, bro.
Yeah,
because he's not even 30 yet, right?
29, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, still, he's still fucking.
He's got a good 3-4 years left.
That's what I'm saying.
At least football
of his prime.
For yeah. Sure.
So, I don't know, if I'm a team like the Bills, and even in the Eagles, if they find a fucking way to do it, the Chargers maybe.
The Commanders?
I'm just thinking of teams off the top of my head. Sure, whatever.
They got money.
If your team
Texans
is,
got money.
If your team is right there, because obviously he wants to go to a contender, he could be the difference maker for you.
Yeah.
Almost like what Von Miller was for the Rams a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Would be nice if he still was for the Bills. Von Miller.
Sounds like you got a lot to get off your chest, sir.
Just give him Von Miller in the trade, too. Just get rid of that money. Give that money to Myles Garrett. Done deal.
It's almost like giving a over 30. How old was he? 33 when you signed him?
Yeah. Von? Something like that.
Maybe a 6-year, $120 million contract.
Just bring him in.
Possibly not the best idea.
Bring him in. No, I agree with you there.
Yeah. Something to think about.
So we're going to have to keep an eye on the Myles Garrett situation. But another. He didn't really request a trade. The team was just
writing on the wall.
And the team was just like, we're going to work on trading you this offseason. Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's older now. I don't think he'll be like necessarily the number one like he used to be.
Triple crown winner.
Still. So it's like he can still come in and make an impact for you. What the hell is going to go happen to a Cooper Kupp? Where's he going?
I see him having a Adam Thielen role in – that's not because of race or anything like that.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
No, nothing. I'm just saying I see him, you know, the possession catch guy on a really good football team or like the Panthers, maybe a rebuilding team, bring him in. He's your wide receiver one, help a young developing quarterback.
So like the Patriots or something.
Yeah, some
Patriots teams, would be nice. Drake May.
Some teams are floating around and they're saying like, who was it? The Texans.
Okay.
Maybe replace him with Stephon Diggs or something.
Sure.
Maybe, I don't know, I'm trying to think of anybody else who I've seen. That might have been it, actually. He's going to end up with the Chiefs or something. Watch. Sorry about it. Oh, no, the other team, the Lions. Bring him back with right now he's Jared Goff.
Yeah.
Big to say, but right now he's Jared Goff.
I think the Lions have a pretty good wide receiver core right now. Jameson Williams kind of showed us what he is this year.
Yeah, they have a good one, too. I don't think they really
not need something to go that out they need and get to target.
Yeah.
I mean, if you bring Cooper Kupp and to be like third, that's like.
Yeah. I think they need to target a little bit better training staff so all their guys stop getting hurt right around playoffs.
Yeah. Whole season.
Yeah. Maybe target that.
Hold on. I'm getting some. All right. We just got some messages that just got sent in.
Oh, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, first one in. We got a message from Anthony.
What?
The Super Show in the Super Bowl. And my super pick is going to be the Eagles because they got a super team. Saquon has been Superman. Legit cape. Psych! We're going the Chiefs. I mean, I'm sorry, but the Chiefs, they do it. They play when it matters. they could look bummy in the season, but then they look like they literally win the Super Bowl every year. I don't get it. But the Chiefs, hate my pick, but it's the Chiefs. I'm sorry.
He hates it, man. He absolutely can't stand it. How much, he had me for a second.
How much was that cameo? I'm sure that wasn't cheap.
That was a message you just sent in. Can you believe that?
Just another fucking mark. Just ridiculous. Oh, I can't be seeing these. It's just making me physically ill.
I think we're getting another message in.
Another right. one.
From the birthday boy himself.
Oh.
We got Hayden as Donnie.
It's the Super Show. You know we had to get a pick out here. Couldn't make it to the show. So I had to go hit up Vince himself. Mr. Lombardi, who we got for the spread the bread pick? Give me the Eagles, baby. By a billion. I don't care. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's where I'm drawing a line. Bump that up. Eagles all day. They ain't never been a three-peat. And they ain't never gonna be. I don't care who it is. Pat Mahomes or this. Give me Shayshon Barkley, baby. Eagles all day. Run it up. Let's go.
That guy knows football right there.
So, I mean, I didn't know he skipped out the show to go see Vince Lombardi himself at Lambeau Field.
Is that really the real one, Vince?
Yeah. Oh, he's out there. Yeah, boots on the ground in Green Bay.
Thought Vince died a long time ago.
I think he's a little early for the draft, don't you think? Just saying.
He might get in the scoop for us. I don't know. But nonetheless, I mean, Donnie's ready to go, man. He's ready to go.
He always is.
Yeah.
He just sent in another message.
Nope.
He just sent another
message. Okay, here we go.
And he's got a message for somebody within the Giants organization.
Oh, so,
yeah.
I wonder who.
John Mara, hope you got your Tylenol PM, buddy. Gonna be a long night when you see Saquon holding one of these up at Super Bowl MVP. Tough sledding out here, buddy. Eagles by a billion, baby.
Wow.
I didn't know.
Tylenol PM.
I didn't think John Morrow. We should have seen this coming.
Should have.
I didn't expect Donnie to take any shots at John Morrow. Normally, that's me.
Yeah. He channeled in or you.
Huh.
That's Hayden as Donnie for you, but you just never know.
So he's saying Saquon Barkley, not even just the Eagles win. Saquon Barkley MVP.
Yeah. Did you see Saquon Barkley told Jameis Winston, go play for the Giants?
Yeah. I mean, we got it right here. We got it right here. All right.
One more question, Saquon. One more question. In this free agency, man, I'm a free agent. I don't really don't got no job. Who should sign me in free agency?
I think New York people are right
now. New York? Who? Okay, brother. Thank you.
Yeah.
Saquon just hooked the Jameis Winston up with a new job, potentially.
Perfect.
And can you believe – so I forget the dude's name, but he was the assistant GM with the Giants. He is getting interviewed – for the Jags GM position. Great. I mean, great hire. Bring him into the AFC South.
Yeah.
Great hire. This was one of the guys. This is one of the geniuses.
Yeah.
That was a part of Saquon Barkley letting walk down to Philly to be the newest Eagle. Yeah, I mean, that's good on your resume to become a GM.
Duval.
One more time.
Duval.
Everybody at once. 3, 2.
Duval. Yeah, that guy's going to be a good head coach, I bet.
I love it.
Great head coach.
Yeah. Trevor Lawrence about to throw for...
Is he?
2,500 yards. That's it.
Yeah, and we got another message. Shout out to...
another one.
Big Lorenzo.
Okay.
I swear, Shayshon Barkley is the best. Right? We survived the Giants, and now the Eagles got Shayshon Barkley. Lord have mercy, man. All to the Eagles, man. Yeah. All to the Birds. The
Eagles. Okay.
That's kind of his ball.
We were actually able to connect.
No way.
So, yeah. So he ended up creating an Instagram account.
Okay.
Was able to give him the follow. We've been in contact a little bit. So I just want to give Big Zoe a huge shout out. I want to get his at name just so I make sure the right people are following the right page there. So that'll be at Big Zoe, BIGZOW_. And there potentially might be a care package on the way from Big Zoe to the show here.
Let's go.
So shout out Big Zoe and Shayshon Barkley, baby.
Yeah. Repeat that one more time.
I swear, Saquon Barkley is the best. Why we survived?
Repeat the Instagram name one more time. I got follow.
Big Zo. B-I-G-Z-O-W underscore. Big Zo.
Underscore.
Yeah. Lorenzo Thompson.
There he is. Let's Big go. Zo.
Commanders fan, right?
Commanders fan, but now he's known for Saquon Barkley, man. We know who he's rooting for in the Super Bowl.
I'll give him a follow.
You got to. You got to. there was also, I forgot to play this when we were talking about Myles Garrett.
No, we can't wait to get the hell out of Cleveland, just like Myles Garrett.
Jeez.
Oh, get out of town.
New Day on a good run right now.
Dude, they're absolutely unreal.
Yeah, heat it up. I love it. Love to see it.
While we're talking about wrestling, though, what was your thoughts, Jey Uso, Royal Rumble?
Hey, yeet! That was impressive.
Yeet! They thought John Cena was winning it. No, sir.
Nah.
Checked everybody.
Yeah.
Cool to me.
I for sure, when I saw it was them, too, I'm like, oh, here comes Cena. 17th championship.
Here we go. This is it.
It kind of threw me off watching, they said Punk's now in the Elimination Chamber on Raw. He won his thing.
Beat Sammy.
Threw me off a little bit because I thought Punk wanted to main event WrestleMania, too. Now what are they going to do? It's either Cena or Punk. That's it.
I think they go Cena, man. I think they go Cena. Punk is either going to
just another time Punk's got bitched out of that spot by John Cena.
Sorry about it.
What if they do a pin at the same time deal? And they're like, you can both get it.
Triple threat? Cena.
Against Cody?
Cena, CM Punk, Cody Rhodes, triple threat for the chip?
I'm not mad about it. I'm not mad about it. But I'll tell you what. I was doing my research last night because we're in the green when it comes to our Super Bowl picks. Past three seasons since we started the show.
Okay.
I've been taking this seriously. So what I'm doing this year, I'm switching it up a little bit.
All right.
I'm going three picks for the Chiefs. I'm going three picks for the Eagles.
Okay.
Player props.
All right.
Player props. Okay.
So right now.
Three's a lot. Alternate lines?
Oh, yeah. Oh, check your watch show. What time is it? Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to spread the bread. All right, y'all. Before we make our official picks, I want to share my Super Bowl 59 best bets. And you guys could either chime in on each one or share yours after the fact if you got any. So here's what I got. We'll start with the Chiefs. We'll end with Logan's Eagles here. But before we get into that, no, I want to fill y'all in on the betting trends right now.
Okay.
Let's hear them.
Kansas City defeated the Eagles 38-35 in Super Bowl 57.
Bullshit!
Whoa.
It happened.
Did you hear that?
Yep.
But it was the second most points scored ever in Super Bowl history.
Huh.
The under has hit four out of the last five Super Bowls. Take your notes out. Write all these down.
Okay.
Probably go under.
Kansas City's 13-0 in their last 13 games as a favorite. Kansas City against the spread in the playoffs. That's weird how, the record was deleted there. Oh, that's crazy work on. These people don't want me to make these people money.
Interesting.
But when the spread is less than three, they're in the green. Philadelphia Eagles. Here you go, Logan.
Yep.
6-0.
Yeah.
Against the spread in their last six games versus top 10 scoring defense.
Yeah. Okay.
The Dogs have covered 13 of the last 17 Super Bowls.
Yep.
Who's a dog this time around?
Philadelphia.
Hmm.
Just the way we like it, too. Underdog City.
Kansas City is 18-2 straight up in their last 20 games.
Yeah. We knew that.
And this is the biggest trend that I've been following the past three seasons since we started covering NFL football on a podcast.
I'm nervous. Okay.
The white jerseys.
KC.
Have won 16 of the last 20 Super Bowls. Name the four teams that didn't wear the white uniforms that won the Super Bowl.
We know the Chiefs.
Denver. Broncos. Philadelphia Eagles.
Bang. He's doing good so far.
Give me a minute. No.
I'm blanking.
You got to go a little bit ways back here for this one.
Yeah.
Ways back?
Well, the one, not so much.
You give me about 45 minutes, I'll get this here.
Okay.
All right, I mean, we got nothing but time.
Two more. You got to chime in. You got to help me out here.
Yes, sir. Well, I said the Chiefs. Help them out. That's all I got.
Is the Chiefs one of them?
Yeah, I think so. It's either the first or second one, right?
I don't think so.
No?
They wore white every time.
They wore white every time. I don't like that, actually.
Well, other than when they played the Bucks, because the Bucks wore white.
Seahawks?
Seahawks, bang.
When they
smashed the Broncos. Go ahead, one more. One more, you got it. Come on.
Going far back here?
The last 20 Super Bowls, think about it.
All right.
Last 20.
Giants?
And they were white both times.
They were white both times.
And I'm not going to lie to you. I can't remember it myself. I'm in this with you guys. I'm with you right now.
Huh. Who? What are the three we got? Seattle, Denver, and...
Philly. Patriots?
That actually sounds right.
I'm trying to think. I'm looking right now. I don't think.
That sounds very right.
No, not Patriots.
You telling me out of all them Super Bowls?
Yeah, out of all the six.
Okay.
They wore white majority of the time. And you got to think, 20 years ago, so that was 2005.
Oof. Steelers.
You know what? Did they wear the blue against the Eagles?
Well, they lost. Oh, 2005?
2005, yeah. Because that one might be it.
Maybe.
Man.
No, just making up stats?
They wore white. All right. I don't know who that last team is. Y'all let us know. I'm stumped. But you got, hey.
I'll figure it out.
You got most of them, right? I just got to count for something. But nonetheless, though, yeah, I mean, the white jerseys just have been dominating the past 20 Super Bowls. So without further ado, let's dive into my best bets.
Ravens?
Super Bowl 59. They wore white against the Niners.
Colts.
They wore blue against the Saints and lost. When they won it, they wore white.
I'm not going to be able to move on to this.
Yeah, I know.
We got to figure this out.
Let's just stay on it.
This is
Rams, Bengals, Rams wore white.
Let's go.
Logan, this is not looking good for you, brother.
We'll get it. You got to find it.
Yeah, you got to find it.
We'll circle back to it.
Okay.
We'll circle back to it.
End of the show.
So, first one for the Chiefs. Chris Jones to record a sack, plus 134. Logan, as you know, I know you don't really want to address it. Centers are a little beat up right now.
Super beat up.
You'd be lying to me if you said they're not.
Yep.
The Eagles have allowed a sack on 9.77% of their dropbacks this season, the second highest mark in the NFL. Ooh. Only the Bears have allowed a sack at a higher rate.
That's actually not a good stat for you guys.
Yeah, our pass protection's been rough, but mostly not our pass protector's fault. Hurts has been holding on to the ball a little bit longer than he should be on some of those plays.
You can point the fingers, but nonetheless.
Yeah.
It is what it is. So, Chris Jones, I got taken a sack.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes, over 29.5 rushing yards. I got that at minus 110 when I was doing my research last night. So, Eagles are obviously one of the top secondaries in the NFL. Patrick Mahomes is going to have to take off with his legs a number of times when he can't find a receiver open downfield. He has gone over this total in two of his last three postseason games, including rushing for 66 yards in last year's Super Bowl and 44 yards in his previous Super Bowl game against the Eagles.
Oh, you mean when he does that stupid bullshit down the sideline and tries to get it?
Nope. Mm-hmm. I mean, it counts for the rushing yards.
Yeah.
I got Mahomes over rushing yards.
I mean, he's going to be running around a lot. So
yeah, I think about that, too. That's just Patrick Mahomes.
Defensive line for Philly is just going to be in his face all game.
Xavier Worthy, over 4.5 rushing yards. That's at minus 110. He's got two carries for 16 yards in the AFC Championship game, and Worthy has 8 carries for 36 yards in his last 5 games. It takes is just one. You've seen the trickery do that Andy Reid has done.
Oh yeah,
with the Chiefs, especially the postseason. Logan, you know this well. Even with DeSean Jackson back in the day.
I don't disagree, but I will tell you that one half of the exciting whites, Cooper DeJean, is going to be locked down on Xavier Worthy. He ain't going nowhere.
It's going to be quite the matchup, especially on his birthday too.
Yeah.
Saquon, him, share a birthday.
I know.
It's kind of crazy.
Same team. That is actually insane.
Yeah. But I mean, 4.5 rushing yards, that's just one sweep.
Pretty much.
It's just one sweep.
Not pass Coop, though.
And we've seen Andy Reid and Matt Nagy run some, you know, trickery with Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney in the last two Super Bowls. So
yeah, they're gonna try some nonsense. We're ready.
Here he goes. That's the three for the Chiefs. I got three for you for the Eagles.
All right, here we go. Good ones. Yep.
Brother Brent, you too. Saquon Barkley, I'm going to give you the option here. First half touchdown, that's plus 130, or second half touchdown, plus 155. Reason being, he's got 10 touchdowns in each of first and second half this season, including the postseason. You can't go wrong with either one. Both are better odds than him just scoring anytime touchdown straight up at minus 190. So pick or choose whichever one you'd like there.
I'd probably say first half, but I feel like he'll probably get the first touchdown for them.
And I actually went through and watched like his film on it, every single touchdown. He scored 10 each.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
I'm actually going to debate you there. I'm going to say it's going to be in the second half.
Second half, clutch time.
I think the Eagles are going to take their time on the first drive and throughout the majority of the first half. And if they're going to score a touchdown rushing, it'll probably be the tush push a couple times. You know it works. You got to go to it. But I think in the second half, Saquon's been running down their throats all the first half. He's going to break one loose in the second half.
Okay.
Over 50 yards.
Non-biased
pick.
Okay. So you'll
probably get one in the first and one in the second.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Either one, yeah. It's better than just
– You're winning either way. Time.
There
so,
you go. Yeah. Dallas Goedert.
Oof.
Over 49.5 receiving yards at minus 113. And I know what you're thinking. Ooh. I know he's a little beat up too, right? He's a little beat up too. But he's had 7 catches for 85 yards. He had that in the NFC Championship.
Mm-hmm.
55-plus receiving yards in 3 of his last 4 games, and the Chiefs have surrendered a league high. I don't know why the Bills didn't see this. Of 70.1 receiving yards per game to tight ends during the regular season.
Huh.
But again, this is a regular season. Chiefs are a whole different team in the postseason. But nonetheless, that stat is staring at me right in the face, and I would easily take Dallas Goedert to get 50 yards receiving.
This is going to be a weird take for me as a Philly fan, but I almost want to disagree with you there.
Okay.
Ooh.
I mean, Dallas Goedert has done some fantastic things for Philadelphia and had some great moments.
Oh, yeah.
But he is made out of paper mache.
Ooh.
If he gets one solid hit on him, he's probably out for the rest of the game.
Unless that one Commanders corner, or no, Aiden Clozier, the one Packers cornerback who tried to take one on just 3 stiff arms in a row.
Yeah.
3 stiff arms in a row.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like to play.
We're playing a real NFL team, though, so.
That is true.
Yeah.
You think that's what Donnie was telling him out there in Lambeau Field? You had to scope it out. See,
honestly, I had nothing against Green Bay till that moron, whatever GM or owner came out and said, "Well, we got to ban the tush push. It's an unfair play.
Stop it."
Yeah, go ahead and try stopping it. Maybe
Chief did.
Think about it. If it's so easy, why don't you do it? Why don't you guaranteed 1 to 2 yards every play?
I hate to say this, but they game plan that perfectly against the Bills in the AFC Championship game, or else we'd have a different conversation.
Yeah, because he always goes to the left.
Hmm.
Sorry, brother.
They also only got one guy pushing him too.
Yeah, what's that about?
Why not have?
Yeah, well,
they get a small
out here, so it's you know what I mean.
Let's
take a note, McDermott.
The final player for me. Logan, you can tell me what you think about this one. I'm kind of interested.
Okay.
I'm taking this because of the value. Devonta Smith, anytime touchdown, plus 240. So my thought process going to this one, the Eagles' most targeted wide receiver or tight end in the red zone this season is Devonta Smith.
Mm-hmm.
With 8 catches, 12 looks, and a rushing attempt inside the 20. So I'm thinking plus 240 is good value. And he's absolutely due for a touchdown because the last one he scored was week 18 against the Cowboys.
Yep.
So I think all eyes are going to be on AJ Brown.
Yep.
And Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
I think there's an opportunity for Devonta Smith to get one there, Logan.
Chiefs don't have a secondary like Philly does. They're going to put a lot of attention, like you said, on AJ Brown, make sure he doesn't get involved. That means Devonta Smith is going to be open for a majority of the game. I think that's good value.
Okay.
I'm going to place it tonight. Plus 240, you said?
Plus 240.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I'm thinking going into this one, I might parlay all these together.
Ooh.
For a dollar.
I haven't seen the odds yet.
10 cents.
It's gotta be juicy. You know they be giving you the little boost.
Oh, just yeah. A little bit.
A little Super Bowl action.
Last football game of the season. Gotta give us a little something. Do you guys got anything off the top of your head, or what's your reaction to mine? You know, like, which ones do you see hitting and not hitting? You can be honest with me.
Well, Saquon, either one. Probably both.
Yeah, probably both.
Probably.
You just throw them on the same slip.
Yeah, why not?
Xavier Worthy, unlikely Cooper DeJean. He's not letting him get out of there.
No bias in it?
They call him an exciting way for a reason. So.
No bias in it?
No bias at all.
Okay.
I got a pick.
Okay. You got one. Okay.
Here we go.
Jake Elliott. Under 1.5 field goals for the game.
Okay. Reason being? Guy stinks.
He's either missing them or he ain't kicking them. So give, yeah. give me the under. Jake Elliott, 1.5.
Yeah, I got to see what the odds are on that. I think it did come across my research last night.
That'd be a good bet to take.
Okay. And I don't got anything crazy, man. It's just player props, man. You can keep me out of the what color the Gatorade's going to be. The coin flip, you can keep all that nonsense.
How long I'm just the here for national players. Anthem's going to be?
Yeah.
Over under?
Who's singing? Do we know?
Has that been confirmed? Can we look that up?
Taylor? If it's Taylor, it's over. If it's Taylor, it's over for
I
you.
Think his name's John Baptiste.
Baptista?
Baptiste.
Baptist?
And I think he's from New Orleans.
Is that true?
Look it up. Got a computer right there.
Oh, this is you.
All right, John Baptiste. Let me just make sure here.
This is important, man. I know people listening are going to want to be betting. These degenerates out here.
Stapleton had by far the best national anthem I've ever heard.
Well,
made Sirianni cry. Do we see Sirianni tears?
Last year, yes. Yeah. Do you think he's going to cry again?
Yeah.
So it was over-under on that.
3.5 tears on camera.
What do you think he's telling the team this week? So break it down, like, what do you think he's going to be telling them before they go out the tunnel?
Oof.
Do you have a good Nick Sirianni impression?
I don't, unfortunately. But I will tell you, there isn't much left to be said. I think that team has rallied. I think they're all locked in. And I think Sirianni doesn't really have to display any sort of emotion for him. I think they know the job that's in front of them. They know how much pressure the world has on their shoulders right now. Anybody but the Chiefs. Been hearing that a lot as an Eagles fan. Anybody but the Chiefs to win. So I think we got a lot of fans on our side.
Oh, yeah.
With that being said, Sirianni probably doesn't have to say a word at all. They know.
They know.
What song are you singing over there?
They know.
Who sings that?
They know.
Anyways, it is John Baptiste. Yes.
John Baptiste. Okay.
He is from Louisiana.
I'm going to have to do my research on some John Baptiste.
Dave Bautista?
But all right, no, it's like enough nonsense. Now it's time. We got to make our picks, man. And Logan, I don't even know if I'm going to send it to you. I'm still going to do that because I'm your friend.
Yep.
I want to let you know, just leave you not saying anything here. We want to hear your opinion.
Yeah.
Even though we've been hearing it the whole time you've been here. We know what side you're on. I think it's clear night as day here. So, Brother Brent, why don't you kick us off, man?
I've been on the fence. I ain't going to lie to you.
Who do you got? Super Bowl 59. Chiefs.
In the Eagles jersey.
-1.5 favorites.
I don't think you heard. During the draft, after we traded the pick for them to get Xavier Worthy,
I bet the Chiefs. Yeah.
What was the odds on that, by the way? Was it like +600 or something?
Yes.
It's insane.
Hmm.
It's insane.
So, hey, go Birds.
Yeah.
Go Birds.
Yeah. For sure.
Because then that way, I'm right either way.
Yeah. Win-win.
So you got them covering, but.
Win-win.
Is that what you're saying? You said you win either way.
I don't got to say nothing more. I got the clip from earlier this year, you know, saying my pick. But if they do win, you know, the Eagles, I got this clip here. Another win-win. I'm good.
Taking the easy way.
Logan, you got anything else you want to chime in on?
No.
That's it?
Eagles by 2 scores.
By 2?
Got to check the odds.
9 points or more. Go ahead and place it now before it's too late.
Scores meaning touchdowns or field goals?
2 scores.
Because I know.
Okay. More than 9 points. 9 or more.
Okay. So that one field goal comes into play.
So I've been saying this.
Not 2.
Not 2. I've been saying this all year, and I said this last year as well.
Okay.
It's Chiefs world. We just live in it. Eagles are probably the best team to go up against the Chiefs to try to knock them down. I will say that.
Oh, no.
But, man, it's just
– oh, no.
It's about this time of year, man. They know how to flip the switch. They know how to win. It doesn't matter who you put up against them.
Happens every time.
Doesn't matter who you put on your team. They played a super team last year, too. Saquon Barkley could be the Superman to knock the Chiefs out, and that's what the whole nation is counting on.
We lost by three without him.
But doesn't matter. Them. Doesn't okay. matter.
All
right. I think the Chiefs get it done, man. It's Chiefs world. We just live in it. I will admit, I'll say when I'm wrong. But until proven otherwise, Chiefs get it done. They are motivated to do something that no other team has ever done. Not even the Tom Brady, who we say who's the GOAT. Something that team has never done in their life. Not even any of the dynasties, the Niners, the Cowboys, the Steelers, none of them has ever done. And it's right there in the palm of their hand. Everyone counted them out saying the team wasn't good enough. Well, guess what? They got the best record in the league. Somehow still managed to win the games. You can say they have a horseshoe up their ass. You can say the refs are on their side, almost Andy Reid admitting just earlier today.
I just remember that. That's why I took the jersey off.
That they feeded them good barbecue and you
great
know,
barbecue.
Everyone's just jealous that they don't have enough to pay the refs for the wins. He admitted himself.
I'm sorry, Logan.
But
I'm on the dark side.
Oh no, you switched?
Patrick Mahomes, man. This is
I took the jersey off.
It continues.
They got the refs.
Oh man.
It continues, brother. Sorry.
That's the way we like it. No, I'm cool with it. I want everybody to doubt me. Feels even better when
you
we win.
Doubt, wait, hold on. just the Eagles or you?
Both. Same thing. Everybody doubted us when Nick Foles. They doubted us first playoff game. You're not getting past the Falcons with a backup quarterback.
And guess what?
Yeah, how about winning the Super Bowl? All right. Go ahead.
Still going sure for the Eagles, though.
Nope. Don't even want you anymore.
Don't even want you anymore.
Why are you rooting for the Chiefs?
So have you officially switched your pick?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
My feet are in the mud. I may as well just stick with it.
I will say it's crazy how our first year, our first Super Show was the Chiefs and the Eagles.
I was wearing this jersey.
Yeah, that same one.
And I said, by God, I found this at a Salvation Army. They got it.
Hold on, I know you didn't.
Yes, I did. It was like $10.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, good deal.
Great deal.
I might have to go check out the Salvation Army. So which one?
Mike Vick, yeah. Had to get it.
That was a dog.
And then didn't happen, so.
Oh.
Well, there you have it, man. Chiefs get it done again. 3-peat, who knows?
Nope.
If Travis Kelce is going to retire after this, we'll see how. I mean,
he's not retiring.
These
he said
fuckers
that.
Are doing shit that we have never seen, dude.
Pat Riley ain't getting no checks in the mail because it ain't happening.
He's getting all of them.
Philadelphia winning the Super Bowl. Sorry, Pat.
Do you know how crazy the world will go if the Eagles get it done?
I saw a meme a couple days ago. Said the city of Philadelphia, whether the Eagles win or lose. And it was just.
Riot.
Chaos.
Yeah.
Fires and
yeah,
cars flying into buildings. It's true. It's damn true.
This league is Patrick Mahomes, bro.
Rest in peace to that kid that fell off that pole in Philly.
Yeah, I seen that. Could you like fill us everybody in who didn't hear about that? What was the deal there?
I mean, nothing against the kid, but you're climbing up a pole slathered in grease. It's not looking good for you. Yeah. So...
Especially in Philly, it could be some Dells.
We're doing it for him. Somewhere. We're going to win this one for him.
I'll clap it up for him.
Rest in peace, guy.
Maybe rest in peace to the Eagles this season. I don't know.
Nope. Don't think so. We got to figure out last team is.
What's that?
We got to figure out this other team. It's driving me up a wall. I don't know what it is.
I'll pull the list back up. We got to before we get out of here. And while I look it up, what do you guys think of the NFL looking to change, you know, kicking the chain gang to the curb? New technology coming in. It's wild how in 2025 we don't know what a fucking first down is.
Yeah, get them out.
It's wild to me that we don't know what a catch is still.
We're getting there.
Yeah,
we'll say we're getting there on that
catch.
You don't think so?
No. Ball hit the ground. If that is a catch, then Dez Bryant made that catch. That's my opinion.
Okay, so we're going to start off from last year's Super Bowl, okay? We're going to break this whole fucking thing down.
Okay.
So, last year, Chiefs, Niners.
No.
Chiefs, white jerseys.
Yep.
Chiefs, Eagles. Chiefs, white jerseys.
Yep.
Rams, Bengals. Rams.
White jerseys. Yep.
Every time.
Bucks, Chiefs. Bucks.
White jerseys.
Chiefs, Niners. Chiefs win.
White jerseys.
Patriots, Rams. Patriots win.
White jerseys. Yeah. Yep.
Eagles, Patriots. That's one. Yep. Eagles. Dark jerseys.
Yep.
Patriots, Falcons. Patriots win.
White jerseys. Yep.
Broncos, Panthers. Broncos win.
Let's ride.
Okay. Orange jerseys. Oh, no. That was white.
Wait, what was the game you said?
Right.
Broncos, Panthers?
Well, were they wearing orange?
No, they were wearing orange. Cam Newton was in white.
Okay, cool.
Yep. We're good.
We still only got one. Didn't recover that fumble. Yeah.
So we still only got one.
No, we got two.
We got two.
Yep.
Broncos. We just.
Patriots, Seahawks, Patriots, white jerseys.
White jerseys.
Marshawn.
Seattle and Denver. Seattle won. That was the white jerseys. Ravens, Niners. Ravens win. White jerseys. Giants, Patriots. Giants won. White jerseys. Packers beat the Steelers. Packers, white jerseys. Saints beat the Colts. Saints, white jerseys. We're at 2009 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers, Cardinals, Steelers, white jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
Giants, Patriots, Giants, white jerseys. Colts beat the Bears, white jerseys. Steelers, Seahawks, white jerseys. It's our last year, so maybe that stat was wrong.
Hmm.
Patriots beat the Eagles. That was white jerseys.
So I went 3 for 3. You said it was 4?
Or we're wrong on one.
No, I promise you. I see it right now.
Oh, you're locked in?
Yeah.
That stat might have been wrong.
All right. Good job by me.
What was the total? 2?
3.
3. I'm still stuck on 2.
Yeah.
Unless they counted.
Chiefs are going to be stuck on 2.
No, hold on. They counted 2004. So when they said 20 years, it was 2004. Patriots beat the Panthers. I think that's when the Patriots wore the blue jerseys.
Yeah, had to have been. Because I just watched a documentary about like somebody that was on the Panthers that year that showed them playing in the Super Bowl. He was wearing a white jersey.
Yeah, they wore blue jerseys.
Yep.
Okay.
There we go.
We found the last one.
Found the last one. Right. So it was right.
So I was right. I said Patriots. I was right.
Yeah, you're right. You got it.
All right.
Hey. Good job, man.
Awesome.
That was a team effort right there.
Yeah.
God bless you if you're still listening.
Yeah.
We had to find out.
You said you were stuck on 2, right?
Yeah.
That's what the Chiefs are going to be.
Stuck on two.
Out of the last, 3 Super Bowls now, they're going to be stuck on 2 because Philly's taking this next Super Bowl. Sorry about it.
I'm ready for it, man. I am sad that it's the last game we're going to get to cover.
It's over, just like that. You're not wrong.
Aiden, how do you feel about football being over, man? You sad?
Yeah, who's your pick?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. My pick is the Chiefs, but
my
heart, it just dropped when I realized this is the last game of the season, and then we're going to have to go into the offseason and talk about basketball, baseball, hockey.
What?
Hockey, I don't know about. I'll be honest. Sorry.
Oh, thank you.
I'll be honest with you. We're probably not going to be talking much hockey. Basketball for sure after that Luka trade.
Baseball?
Baseball? Well, Anthony, we'll talk about Niagara Falls High School baseball. We'll talk about that. Anthony.
Phillies?
Stink.
Whoa.
That's probably going to be the Dodgers again.
Probably.
I'll be the Phillies correspondent for the show.
Yeah, that could work. Probably not going to hear much, but.
Well, we'll see. I got my sources.
Okay. All right, guys. Appreciate you tuning in to the Super Show. Logan, did you see the intro?
No, I don't think. I was tuned in the whole time. Start it over, though, so everybody else at home can see it.
Yeah. Right, One more time.
I got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tank Talk Podcast Super Show.
Yeah.
Shout out
one more time.
Jimbo, man. The GOAT.
Best intro.
Self-proclaimed GOAT, but he's got it, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how he doesn't have a job right now. He's just doing these cameos. He's got to get back in WWE.
Yes,
man.
He does.
Maybe we get him back on and talk him up.
AEW, TNA, maybe?
Something.
Got to get him
back. He's got to be doing something, yeah. Bro. That was like the voice of our childhood right there.
Yeah.
Rated R. Superstar. I think that was my favorite part of the show. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
That might have been the greatest Tank Talk moment in history.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, can't thank Tony Chimble enough for sending the cameo in. Even though I did pay him, best $30 I ever spent in my life. Shout out to Almost Andy Reid for coming on. Matt Black, a.k.a. Almost Andy Reid. Thank you. Hey, thank you for showing respect there.
That was the best moment of the show.
Him?
Yeah. Getting off the show.
Okay.
That was the best moment. Jeez
Louise. We got to create some type of interaction with you two. Just maybe after the Super Bowl, we do like a little therapy session.
That's probably. Seems like a nice guy.
He's awesome, man.
But
he is a great guy.
I would just bury him.
He's got the rings and everything.
I know. I see that. Where's the headset?
You're wearing it.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
He's the best.
You heard him. He said he's getting a 3-stack burger.
I did see that. Yeah. Why is he an Arrowhead?
Well, he said he didn't want to ruin his superstition of not getting his famous cheeseburger.
Oh, yeah, okay. He couldn't find gotcha. One. Yeah.
But now he's heading back there tonight.
Yeah.
So I almost had to reach out. Morangelo, take it home to the emergency party, man.
Well deserved.
Yeah, this right here. Look at that. It's not going to be his for, you know, enjoy while it lasts, pal.
I got a couple asterisks
on there. So. Right, just a couple. So make sure you're following us at Tank Talk_Pod. Everybody wish happy birthday to Donnie, though.
Yeah.
So at Tank Talk.
Couple good messages, too. Those were good.
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe he was like, you know what? He said, I would love to be on the show, but I got to go make the Super Bowl pick with Vince Lombardi himself. That's absolutely legendary. Shout out, Anthony. For sending his Super Bowl pick in, too. Appreciate the message there, pal. Hopefully, we'll get you back in there soon. And shout out Big Zoe, man. Shay Sean Barkley. We're on the movement right now. We're going to keep our eye out in the mail. Allegedly, there's a care package coming in for him.
Hell yeah.
So
let's go.
You can't wait to see that. We're going to do a big reveal on the socials. Everybody, stay safe. Enjoy the Super Bowl. I know all you motherfuckers are saying you're boycotting. That's complete bullshit.
Really yep. Not.
Every single one of you.
All of you are going to be watching this game because I'll tell you what. Gonna be a long couple months.
Yeah.
Not talking about NFL football. I mean, this is, NFL yeah. Don't sleep, but I will say it's gonna be tough not talking about the actual games. There's gonna be a bunch of hoopla going on about what's going on. We gotta read through the smoke screen. So with that being said, enjoy the Super Bowl, enjoy while it lasts. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Go Birds.